Lesson 10.2, page 100. Exercises 1A and 1B.
We all know that companies collect a lot of information about us as customers. Why do they do it?
Well, basically, it allows them to identify your needs and understand what kinds of things you might want to buy.
So, what kind of information do they collect?
Well, it can be things like gender, family situation, age, profession, financial situation, interests. It could also include likes, goals, fears. This is the kind of information companies can get from social media, surveys, and from past purchases you made.
Okay. And how is this information used?
Well, let's say a store is analyzing a list of customers' purchases for a month. This list lets the store calculate how much the customer spent. And the store can also examine the types of purchases to see what they reveal. So, let's say this person spent $280 on lipstick, expensive sunglasses, baby clothes, two different products to prevent insects from biting, a video game, two tablet cases, and three books about leadership, negotiating, and Italian cooking. Now, what does an analysis of that information demonstrate? It allows the store to figure out a lot about this person and helps the store guess other things. And that assessment enables the store to predict how much this person might spend per month and what other products they might want to buy.